It's time for Benedict and Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Wealth Management, Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Ashes in Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for college basketball this evening. In the heart of America Athletic Conference, Benedictine is playing host to Baker University. Hello again, everybody. With Joseph, our producer and engineer and all-around take-care-of-whatever-needs-done guy, Joseph in the studio, thank you so much. Tom Couch with your courtside, and couple of good ones coming up here this evening. The guys game going to get started at about 7:30, but first the ladies game, and you're saying, wait a minute, didn't we play Baker here just the other day? Well, kind of sort of the other day. It hasn't been all that long since these two teams got together. It was the first game of the conference season for either of these teams. We were down in Baldwin City late November. Since then, the Lady Ravens have just play better and better and are playing pretty good basketball. Baker, on the other hand, struggling and looking for a huge, what would be for them a huge dub here tonight. Think, well, we're going to take a bit of a break, Joseph. We'll be back. Bring a little more insight, get you the starters, and it'll be the tip-off. Lady Ravens basketball, the first of two here tonight on CARE.
From all of us at Exchange Bank and Trust, we take this moment to wish you and your family the very best this holiday season. There's no better time to remember the friendships we cherish and to thank you for your business in 2023. We wish you much happiness and look forward to continuing to serve you in 2024 and in the years to come. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Too cold, too tired, and too busy to get out and get your Taco John's? Well, you can still get your Taco John's fix through DoorDash, a convenient way to beat the weather. Stay warm, stay safe, and stay bigger, bolder, and better with Taco John's through DoorDash. Just go to whatever online app store you use, download DoorDash, and set up an account if you don't have one. Then it's all the Taco John's you want delivered to your door when you want it. Taco John's and DoorDash. Taco John's when you want it.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Tax season is almost upon us, and it's time to start getting your tax documents in order. Barron Accounting has been serving the Atchison and Platte City areas for over 40 years. They're in the business of preparing personal, farming, and small business taxes, along with providing full payroll, bookkeeping, and accounting services. Get prepared now by giving Barron Accounting a call to set up your 2023 tax return appointment. Call 816-858-5100. Barron Accounting is your small-town tax and accounting firm. Merry Christmas, and wishing all of you a successful and prosperous new year.
Hey, Ben, good to hear the Nolan. Good to have you along this evening. College Hoops is Benedict and Ravis playing host to Baker. Public address announcer are getting set to introduce the starters to the crowd. Let me do it for you, okay? We'll put a little lights on here, and we'll let you know that for Baker University, under head coach Tori Murillo, Baker coming into the game at 1-2, and they are 1-8 in the conference, and they're going to be starting Jalen Tuhart. She's a 5'9" senior guard from Fort Totten, North Dakota. You got Madalena Ochoa, a 5'6" junior from Phoenix, Arizona. At Marion, Iowa, 5'9" senior Leah Van Wielden. You're also going to see Sophia Barrett out there. She's a 6-foot junior from Cedar Rapids. And rounding up the starting five out of Andover, Kansas, 6-foot senior Emma Cunningham. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, and head coach Chad Bonesome, his assistant coach Andy Connolly. Lady Ravens 8-4 coming into the game today in the conference play, or overall in 6-2 in conference play. And Benedictine is going to be starting the five that we've kind of grown accustomed to seeing. 5'6" junior guard out of Eisenhower High School in Goddard, Kansas. It'll be Kennedy Nicholson from Nemaha Central and Seneca. Allie Kramer, she's a 5'7" senior. Also from Nemaha Central and Seneca, 6'3" junior, Riley Roddinghouse. Out of Capon, Mount Carmel in Wichita, Jennifer Jacobs, a 6'1" junior. And rounding it out, Aaliyah Rain. She's out of Meriden, Kansas, went to Jeff West High School, 5'8" senior. Benedict into the home, blinds with red and black for Baker. I don't know, kind of a... I always have trouble with trying to tell you what school it looks like. Penn State, kind of a navy with white trim and white letters and white numbers. Very basic and kind of a plain navy and white uniform. Nice, nice crowd on hand. Good to see a lot of people who have shown up here this evening. Coach Hale, who's brought the Valley Falls Lady Dragons in. I see maybe another high school team or two here today as well. And with the students on holiday break, good to see a lot of people turning out to support these Ravens and Lady Ravens. Coming into the center circle to jump it off, it'll be Emma Cunningham for Baker. It'll be Riley Roddinghouse for Benedictine. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. The ball goes up, the tip is away, it's on the floor, rolling around, and Reigns is going to pick it up. Benedictine is on offense. BC will swing it over to the right side, putting it in front of the Baker bench. Right side of the free throw line, Reigns thought about the shot, can't get it away, gets it over behind her. Now underneath Roddinghouse, backs in, off the block, left-hand hook shot, wide right, no good. Rebound to go back down, it's going to be Baker. Here come the Lady Wildcats. First possession of the ball game for Baker. Again, struggling this season. 1-12. I think pretty much everybody in the conference had higher expectations for them than this at this point of the season. Pass comes out on top to Cunningham. Goes back again in the middle of Jalen. Two hearts. She'll lock for Cunningham. Underneath is going to be batted away, lost out of bounds. And it'll be Benedictine basketball. Touch last by Leah Van Wielden. So the Lady Ravens are going to get it back. And we remain scoreless with 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens are looking for their fifth straight win against Baker here tonight. Here's a shot from the outside by Kennedy. Won't go. And rebound saved way out near midcourt by Kramer. BC's going to come back up the floor with it. 8:45 to go, and Kramer drives around the right side in front of the Baker bench, and it will be fouled. Whistle's going to be on Sophia Barrett. It'll be Sophia's first. It'll be team foul one for either club. And still with 8:45 to play in the opening quarter, there is no score here in Atchison, Kansas. Ravens bring it in. Reigns will bring it in. Top side is going to go. Allie Kramer dumps it over to Nicholson. She's on the right elbow. Kicks it now to Jacobs. Back out of top. Nicholson. Jacobs at the high post. Now the Ravens are going to reverse it. Take it back to the left side. There's a shot clock at 6. Little hook pass to the left from Kramer. He was looking for Rodinghouse, who had no anticipation. The ball was coming and it gets away. Baker's going to take it back. They'll go 3, and it's going to be wide to the right side. Rebound, Jacobs. Benedictine has a rebound advantage in almost every game this season. Matter of fact, 9 to the 12. Here's a shot in the middle by Reigns. Won't go. Rebound tipped around him. It's going to be controlled down by Baker. Magdalena Ochoa will come up with the ball. Jumps it all the way to the right side to Barrett. Sophia outside the right block. No room there. Brings it out on top. Van Wielden backs into the lane. Swings it over to the right side. 14-footer is going to be off the window. No good. Rebound for Benedictine by Aliyah Reigns. Back up and will come the Lady Ravens. And still we have no score at 7:45 to play opening quarter. Turnaround shot by Rodinghouse. Rejected by Cunningham. She just swatted that one away. And it's going to be picked up off the floor by Baker, and up the floor, Sophia Barrett. Barrett alternates hands with the dribble, first to the left, now back to the right, now loses the ball, has to go way back out near the center, recover it, kicks it back over to the right side, Ochoa, she'll head for the baseline, puts up a little runner, that's too soft, rebounding it down, it's going to be Nicholson, here comes BC. 7:15 to go in what is yet a scoreless opening quarter. The drive, the dish to the right side, in trouble with the ball, it'll go to the baseline, and the shot for 3 is up and good, Allie Kramer. Kramer hits it from outside, and Benedictine will take the 3-0 lead, and we are at 7 minutes to play in the first. Here's Jalen Tuhard, puts it up and in for 2. Lady Ravens up 1. 6:49 to go in the first quarter. BC back up the court. Jacobs dishes it over to the left side. Kennedy for a long 3. Nails it! Nicholson from outside. Lady Ravens with a couple of 3s, and Baker's going to take a timeout, and Joseph, so shall we. We're taking a break in the Nolan. 6:37 to go in the opening quarter. Women's college basketball, Benedictine 6, Baker 2.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
As we return, welcome back, everybody, to the Nolan Gymnasium. Baker's going to make a substitution or two. Going to bring Kayla Harrison into the game out of Miami, Florida. She's a freshman. About 5'6". Two hearts, brings the ball up, goes over to Van Wielden. Baker into the forecourt and back on offense. Lady Ravens will still have their starting 5. Nicholson, Kramer, Jacobs, Reigns, and Rodinghouse. For Baker, you've got Numerick in the game. Haley Numerick is a 5'4" sophomore from OP Kansas. Here's a shot from the outside. Up a good for 3 by Two Hearts. And Chamberlain has all 5 of Baker's points. Benedictine leading it by 1. 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Top side with it is going to be Rodinghouse. 7.5 above the top of the key. Goes to the left side. Now the feet underneath. And the ball is going to be stripped out of Kramer's hand. She's looking around like she thought she'd been fouled. No whistle blown. And up court with it is going to come Numerick. Numerich will swing it out, top side to Two Hearts. Jalen, right-hand dribble, now switches over to the left, loses a handle on it for a moment, dishes it over to Numerich. Back out on top, it'll go. Harrison into the lane, lots of contact, bodies on the floor, and they're going to call a travel. That could have gone any one of several ways. Could have been a blocking foul on Kramer. It could have been an offensive foul on Harrison. Drop. Here comes Benedictine. And as the Lady Ravens come up the floor, they've gone to the bench and are going to bring in Beloit native, Lauren Dubert, 5'7" junior. Nicholson for three. That one wide right. Rebound Reigns. Follows up. Nope. Rebound Cunningham. Baker coming up the court with the basketball. We talk about it a lot on our broadcast. How do you tell the really good players on any team? And kind of our litmus test is, can they play for any other team or maybe every other team in a conference? Well, I would tell you that Emma Cunningham can play for probably any team in the conference. Start for most of them. She is just that good. Here's a Ravens coming up with a steal. Ball comes out on top. Stork in the game also for Benedictine. On the right side, Jacobs lobs it over to Reigns. She'll cut into the lane. Stops, travels, no whistle. The shot is up. There's the call. She traveled with it, got the shot away, and it was a long time before we got the whistle from the right edge. End of the game now for Baker. Back into the game, I should say, is going to be Leah Van Wielden. 4.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. We have seen not a lot of points. It is 6-5 Benedictine. We have seen not a lot of fouls. One by Baker, none by Benedictine. Here's a driving shot from the left side by Van Wielden. It's up and good. And Baker has taken his first lead of the game. They lead 7-6. 4:15 to play in the opening quarter. So, yeah, the game has been up and down a little bit, but not a lot of action. Here's a three. Dubert off the mark. Rebound too hard. Baker up court with it. Baker starving for a conference win. Here's a running three. No. Rebound. Benedictine. Stork clears it down. Lady Ravens outlet it up the floor. Josie Weiser in a running three. Gets it. Josie Weiser. So as Josie knocks in her first shot of the game, she puts Benedictine back in front by a pair. It is 9-7 Lady Ravens. Down at 3:40 to go in the opening quarter. BC needs Josie Weiser to find the range and score for them. Here's a little crossover layup from the right side by two hearts, and she's got 7 of her team's 9 points, and we are even. 3:20 to go, opening quarter. Benedictine's fast break to the other end of the floor results in an easy, uncontested layup, and first bucket of the game for Jennifer Jacobs, 11-9 Lady Ravens. Suddenly, points are becoming a little more easily earned, and the Ravens are going to come up with a steal. Down court, Dubert. She'll drive right. Dish left. Nicholson has it. We'll dribble it back on top. 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens with the ball, leading it by a pair. Lauren Dubert has it right elbow. Back over to the left. She'll go to Stork. Driving in on Cunningham. Back twist. Falls away. Shoots and scores it. Nicole Stork's first point of the game. And it's now 13-9. And Benedictine up 4 has tied their largest lead of the game. 2.5 to go, opening quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. 18-footer from the top. Good, Emma Cunningham. 13-11, Benedictine. And 2:22 to go in the first. Right now, Baker hitting half of their shots. Benedictine hitting 42% of theirs. But the Ravens have got off a ton more shots. And we're going to get blocked down to the baseline. I suspect there it is. Thought it's going to be on Emma Cunningham. It'll be her first and Baker team foul too. And not looking to hex anybody, but still Benedictine has not committed a foul yet tonight. Jacobs will check out of the game for the Lady Ravens. Also coming away is going to be Kennedy Nicholson, and we're going to get Kyra Mishiraka, and back into the game we're going to get Allie Kramer. Here's a baseline three. That for Josie is going to be off the back of the rim, but no good. Rebound cleared away. Ochoa brings it up the floor to two hearts. They're running three, wide right. Long rebound. Allie Kramer and Benedictine coming the other way. With a 1:50 to go in the opening quarter, Lady Ravens up a pair. Down the court with it is going to be Kramer. She'll dump it over to the right side. Dubert driving layup, kisses it off the window and gets it. Dubert and Benedictine has 6 players who have scored. No one has scored more than 1 basket. 15-11. With 1.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter, Benedictine in front, Baker with the ball. Shot from the outside, a little wide to the right side, goes out of bounds on the fly. And BC will have it in play from the backcourt. Baker's going to rotate Sophia Barrett and Emma Cunningham back into the game, taking Newmrich and Van Wielden out. 80 seconds left, first quarter. Benedictine by four. It is the third time tonight they have led by four. They have never led by more than that. Kramer goes to the top of the key. Misuraca above the three-point circle straight away. Gets it over to Dubert. Now to Weiser. She'll go three. It's wide right. And we'll go out of bounds off the rim. And come back to Baker from deep in the backcourt. For Benedictine now, 6 of 15 shooting, including 3 of 8 from outside. Those three belong to Nicholson, Kramer, and Weiser. Little pressure by BC. The ball's going to be knocked away, but saved by Baker. Ochoa with the same baseline. Three, got it. From deep from the left corner, Leah Van Wielden has 5. 15-14, Benedictine at 40 seconds to go, opening quarter. So the Lady Ravens have pretty much led throughout the game, but Baker continues to stay tight. Falling away shot, up and good. Allie Kramer with 5. 17-14, Benedictine. And now the Ravens are going to steal the upcourt play. Over to the right side. Hubert for 3. And as she goes up, she gets hacked and coming to the line for 3 free throws. The foul is going to be assessed to Jalen Tuharts. Her first foul, Baker's third opening quarter foul, and Benedictine has not committed a foul yet tonight. Baker's going to bring Maggie Myers into the game, the 5'8 junior from Bonner Springs, Kansas. Maggie Myers has been a starter for a lot of games this year for Baker. Did not get the nod tonight. First free throw is up and in for Lauren Dubert. Second one, she gets it. One more shot coming up for Lauren, who is an 85% free throw shooter, 17 of 20 coming into the game today. 17 of 20, I think that rate's very high in the pretty darn good range. Got all three. 20 to 14, and Benedictine with the Sargent's lead of the game. And as we go inside, 15 seconds to play in the opening quarter, Baker will get into the forecourt. They'll swing it over to the left side to Sophia Barrett. 7 seconds left. Barrett, left side, gets double-teamed there. Out on top, Cunningham. She's got to go for the long three. It's an air ball short. Goes out of bounds with less than a second. And that is going to take us to the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the floor after one in the Nolan Gym in Atchison. Benedictine's Lady Ravens 20, Baker 14.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Kind of crazy to say, but here we are watching the final Heart of America Athletic Conference game in 2023. Now, Mid-America is going to play a couple of non-conference games before the first year. Matter of fact, even before Christmas on the 20th and 21st, they're going to be at a little classic out of town. But other than that, there are no conference games. Oh, thanks, man. No conference games coming up between conference teams until after the first of the year. Coming into the game today, Clark leads in the ladies on the ladies' side. 11-0 in the conference. Grandview is 11-1. Missouri Valley 8-3. Benedictine 8-4. As the top four beginning to separate themselves a little bit. Central Methodist, Mount Mercy, Graceland, Park, each with 6 wins. That many teams are 500 or above in a conference. Baker puts the ball in play to begin the second quarter. We're back underway here in Atchison, Kansas, 20-14. Benedictine in front here against Baker, 14-foot runner, wide off the left side, and the rebound is going to be chased down by Miss Chiraca. She'll save it in, but it'll be rescued by Baker. Myers is going to control the ball down up top side, get it to Van Wielden. 9.5 to play, opening quarter. Going to come to the right side of the free throw line. One step back goes Cunningham. Can't get a shot away. Dumps it over to Van Wielden, whose underhand shot is up and no good. And it's going to be boarded down by Benedictson. Stork comes up with a basketball. Kramer brings it down the floor. Accelerates to the right side. Goes in, goes up. Not fouled. And the shot misses. I say not fouled because it looked like she might have been, but no whistle there. And here's the ball in the hands of Barrett. Sophia swings it over to the left side. Again, back to the free throw line to Cunningham. Emma's shot good. Emma Cunningham has her fourth point of the ball game, and it's 20-16 at Benedictine with 8:40 to play in the first half. Lady Ravens led in scoring in that opening quarter by Allie Kramer and Lauren Tubert with 5 apiece. There's a jumper from the left side off the mark. Couldn't quite go in for Aaliyah Range, who continues to look for her first point of the game. And Baker back down court with that rebound. 8:20 to go in the opening half. Coach Murillo for Baker all the way out beyond the 28-foot mark. Not the half court, but she's out there giving her team a little encouragement, a little direction. Pass over to the left side to Two Hearts, who will go into the lane and miss the shot. Rebounding it down for Benedict, and it's going to be Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson drives it down 1-on-3. Over to the right pitch, you go to Kramer, and Kramer, with that bucket step, reached back with the left foot, stepped on the line. Stewart comes out of the game for Jacobs. It will reset to Benedictine 5. So it'll be Jennifer Jacobs, Kyra Misiraka, Aaliyah Raines, Allie Kramer, Kennedy Nicholson. A 5 on the floor for Benedictine and head coach Chad Folsom. 22nd season here at BC. Pressure by the Lady Ravens, giving Baker really some trouble, but they get it across the timeline just ahead of the count. We're already down to 10 on the shot clock. The ball topside. Haley Newrich goes to the baseline. Cunningham's shot is up. Won't go. Rebounding down. Miss Chiraca. She just outreached everybody for the ball and now gets it over to the right side. And Kramer's cross-court pass is stolen. Baker coming back the other way. So Benedictson turning it over, but still leads by 4. With 7:25 to play in the first half. 20-16, Lady Ravens. Over to the left side is going to be Ochoa. Nice pass, driving into the lane, and a charge called. Good job, Allie Kramer, standing in. Van Wielden crashes into her, and will pick up her first foul today. And how about this? With 7:15 to go in the first half, Benedictine has not committed a foul yet tonight. That is outstanding. Kind of remarkable, in fact. Benedictine's going to bring Riley Brueggemann into the game for the first time, the 5'8 freshman from Lenexa. And Brueggemann comes in, averaging only a couple of points a game. Now Benedictine is going to turn it over on the upcourt play. In fact, he will come to Baker with 7:03 to go in the half. Still only a 4-point game. Lady Ravens starting off the second quarter, kind of like the first, not scoring right away. Matter of fact, 3 minutes into the second quarter, still no point. And then the ball is going to be stolen away by Raines. Gets it to the left side, and the driving layup is going to be missed by Riley Brueggemann, but Benedictine. Well, I've touched it last, and the ball goes out of bounds. It will belong to Baker. 6:50 to go in the first half. 20-16. Benedictine in front. They have to go retrieve that ball. Again, they still have the chairs and seats set up from the season ticket appreciation dinner. And up court, Baker. They moved the ball into the forecourt very nicely, passing it from side to side. Now a 3-point shot. Nope. Rebound, Miss Chiraca. And here comes Benedictine. Brueggemann up the floor. Left side, Jacobs. Underneath, Raines. Turns, she scores! First points of the ball game for Aaliyah Raines. First points of the second quarter for Benedictine, and it's 22-16. Second time this evening, Lady Ravens have been up by a half a dozen, and we're at 6:15 to play in the first, and the Lady Ravens are going to force a turnover. Baker's going to lose the ball out of bounds over around the 28-foot mark on the far side. Back up with it will come Riley Brueggemann. Again, Riley from Lenexa, Kansas, a freshman. And the ball's going to be stolen from Miss Uraka. And Baker up the floor with it. Sophia Barrett just reached in and plucked it away. Here comes Baker. And Benedict can buy a half dozen. 5:50 to play, opening half. Top side with it is going to be Van Wielden. Swings it over to the left edge. Numerich. Back out on top, Cunningham. She accelerates down the right side of the lane. Puts a shot up. Can't get it to fall, but we will have a foul called, and I suspect that it's going to be maybe on Miss Uraka. No, it's going to be on Aaliyah Raines. So Aaliyah Raines will pick up her first foul. That is the first Benedictine foul of the game. And as that happens, we're going to get a timeout taken by BC. Let's do it. Taking a break, Joseph. 5:39 to go in a very quickly moving opening half of women's college basketball. Lady Ravens 22, Baker 16.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Hey, back with me here in the Nolan Gymnasium as we come out of the break. Coming to the free throw line, it'll be Emma Cunningham for Baker. Emma, 19-27 this year at the line. First one here is up and good. 70.4% free throw shooter. And Emma has her fifth point of the game, and she's the only Baker player to have scored yet in the third quarter. Or in the second quarter, that is her third point. Second free throw rolls out, no good. Jacobs rebounds it down. Here comes Benedictson. Brueggemann up the floor, skips it left side, but they will say she palmed the ball over. And what was going to be an easy layup on the other end of the floor for Raines, well, instead be a Benedictine turnover. 5.5 to go in the first half. 22-17 Benedictine. Baker crosses the timeline again with the pass, goes left side, two hearts. Outside the block, the jumper, no. Cunningham well off the mark with that one. And now the ball is going to be stolen away from Brueggemann. And turning around, it's going to be up and in. Jayla Twohearts. Twohearts makes it 22-19. And Jaylen, she's kind of the do-it-all person for this Baker team. She's their leading scorer, averaging 15.8 a game. She's their assist leader, averaging a couple of those a game. Here's a little turnaround for Jacobs. Hits the back of the rim. It kicks way out. No good. Numerich rebounds it down and out. It'll be stolen back. Duber goes right side. Gets cut off and knocked to the ground. And it will be a couple of free throws coming for Lauren. The foul is going to be the first on Haley Numerich for Baker. And Lady Wildcat team foul two of the second quarter, which is mostly gone. Down to 4:46 to play in the first half. Free throw. Got it. Lauren Dubert with 6 points now. 4 of 4 at the free throw line. And that one will come up just a little bit short. Rebounding it down, Emma Cunningham. 23-19 Benedictine. 4:40 left in the first half. Back up the floor with it is going to be Sophia Barrett. And Baker works her way over to the right side. In front of the Raven fans way over there is going to be Twohearts. Dumps it back to the left. Van Wielden heads for the baseline. Jacobs doing a nice job defensively, sliding down in front of her, cutting her off. Back to the right side, outside the block. No room. Down a shot from the top or three. Another air ball. That is the third shot by Baker that has drawn nothing. Goes out of bounds on the fly. But you got to understand that one because you heard in the background, I'm certain the buzzer sounding is, she didn't get a chance to probably take the shot she wanted. Had to make a desperation shot as the shot clock was running down. Benedict in up court, and Riley Brueggemann. Goes to Reigns, back to Brueggemann. Cross court for Dubert, and it's going to be batted, but she's able to go into the backcourt to retrieve it. Dubert cuts into the lane, goes from 13, doesn't get it, gets her own rebound, kicks it back out on top. The shot up off the back of the rim will not go in for Riley Rodinghausen. Back the other way, Van Wielden. Baker into the middle. The reverse layup, no. Rebound Cunningham, yes. Emma Cunningham. 23-21. Ravens with 3:20 left in the first half. Benedictine again has led throughout the game. Here's a 13-foot runner that won't go in for Brueggemann, and Baker rebounds it down. BC leading all night. Never able to put together much of a lead. Half a dozen is the maximum, and we're going to get a Benedictine foul, and that might be another one on Reigns. It is going to be, by the way, Joseph, I'd like to remind all of our listeners, because I know you want me to tell them that they're enjoying Benedictine basketball right here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. Yeah. Okay, a little bookwork. That is the second foul of the ballgame by Aaliyah Reigns, the only foul by Benedictine tonight. So that is team foul two of the second quarter. Baker will put it in play, and Coach Folsom has put five different players out on the floor. We're going to pick them up first opportunity we get. But right now, Baker with it out on top. Shot clock at five. Driving shot is going to be off the rim. No good. As Kyra Misuraca pulls it down. Nicholson, Kramer, Weiser, Stork, Misuraca. There's your Benedictine five. And we will have another Baker foul on Haley Newbridge. Her second. She tried to inhibit the upcourt move by Allie Kramer. Kramer a little too fast for her, and Newbridge out of position picks up that second foul. Baker team foul three. With 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the opening half, Benedictine has the basketball, hanging on to it. Small 2-point lead. Here's the feed. Josie doesn't go for it. Brings it back out on top. Kramer spins from 13. Can't get a shot. Back to Kyra. Back to Kramer. This three is off the mark. Rebound. Emma Cunningham, and here comes Baker. 2:15 to go in the opening half. And still, the Lady Ravens clinging to what is now a 2-point lead. They've never led by more than six. Kip pass to the free throw line. Van Wielden with her back to the rim. Snaps it back out on top. Little head fake. So wide open three is going to be missed. And a rebound, Stork. Here comes Benedict. 1:50 to go in the half. Having a chat with Coach as she comes up the floor. Allie Kramer with a right-hand dribble will come across midcourt and work her way back over to the left side. Plays off the screen from Stork. Comes back out on top, Nicole. Right side, Nicholson. Kennedy looks into the middle of Misuraca. 12 on the shot clock. Kyra goes baseline. Puts it up in traffic, and we're going to get a foul called. It is not a foul by Baker. It's a foul by Benedictine. The foul is going to be off the basketball and on Kennedy Nicholson. It'll be her first Lady Raven team foul three, and you're going to wipe away that bucket that was scored on that possession. Baker's going to have it back in, and still, Lady Wildcats trailing only by two. With a minute and a half to go in the opening half. Long up court pass slapped by Misuraca. Knocked out of bounds and into the crowd. Front row, the seats over there. Young fan doing a good job. Fielded that. She got a rebound in the official book, my opinion. Baker out on top, 16 on the shot clock. They're being really patient with this possession. They realize that they can tie this thing up here. And a drive into the lane. The ball is going to be slapped away. And in that process of that, a foul is going to be called on Kyra. So Misuraca will have her first foul. Benedictine will have collected his fourth. And, as it's a shooting foul, at the free throw line will come Baker. Checking up there is going to be Van Wielden. Leah, a 65% free throw shooter on the season, but she gets a lot of them. 44-67, shooting way more free throws than anyone else on the team. She'll hit the first one and has her team back to within one. She can tie it. She does. So Van Wielden ties the game at 23. And we've got a minute 11 to go in the opening half. Benedictin, back up over to basketball. Lady Ravens have gone 0 for 5 their last 5 shots. Back out on top, Nicholson. Benedictin hasn't scored in 4 minutes now. Here's Nicholson for 3. Wow, what a shot from outside. Nicholson for 3. Her second 3 of the game. 26-23 BC, 45 seconds left in the half. Baker will go into the forecourt. Now it's going to be knocked away by Miss Uraka. Picked up Nicholson. Kennedy drives, goes straight into the lane. Works away to the outside, feeds to the block. Stork high off the window, got the roll. Nicole Stork with 4. And very quickly, Benedictin pushes that lead right back up to 5, 28-23. 20 seconds left in the half. So Benedictin, and it didn't look like maybe a moment ago they would. Benedictin was going to take a lead into the locker room at halftime. And now Baker can't get it across the timeline. The 10 seconds elapses, and BC's going to have it in front of the scorer's table. 12 seconds left in the half. Shot clock's off. Allie Kramer crosses at the center, works her way to the left side, little right-hand dribble. Accelerates down the right side of the lane. Stops 13 feet away. Back to the rim. Miss Uraka, 17-footer. Off the rim. Nope. Rebound Baker. Clock runs out in his halftime. We'll be back here in the NOLA to summarize the opening half for you as these two teams go to the locker room. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 28, Baker 23.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
The guys seem to have the court warming up as the ladies have gone to the locker room at halftime. They'll get men's game coming up at, you know, around 7:30 or so. Might even be before that as quickly as this game is going. But right now, in the locker room, Tori Morello is telling her team, we won the second quarter, guys. We outscored Benedictine. But she probably won't mention it was 9-8 because that's not a ton of points in a college basketball game. So I'm not sure if it was great defense or if it was offensive that couldn't put it in the basket, but whatever it was an extremely low-scoring second quarter. Let's look at the standings in the game right now, first of all. Scoring for Baker. 9 points for Jalen Twohearts. Again, she leads his team like she so often does. And then 2 other players for Baker have scored. Leah Van Wielden with 7 and Emma Cunningham with 7. And that is the sum total of the scoring for Baker so far here today. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, pacing away with 6 points, Kennedy Nicholson and Lauren Dubert. 5 in the first half for Allie Kramer. A 4-point half for Nicole Stork. 3 for Josie Weiser. Jennifer Jacobs and Aaliyah Raines, each with 2. The team shooting tonight, not very well. Benedictine 9 of 26, 35%, or Baker 9 of 26, 35%. Benedictine 10 of 28, 36%. Ah, thank you. 3-point shooting, Benedictine 4 of 10. Certainly better than they have been, 40%, a lovable kind of number. Baker 2 of 11 at 18%. At the free throw line, 4 of 5 for the Ravens, 3 of 4 for the Lady Wildcats. So that all said, Benedictine goes into the locker room with a lead. They're up 5. They have led by as many as 6 a couple of times in the first half. But have never been able to put together a bigger lead than that. against this 1-12 Baker team. We'll be back. Going to bring you the second half of the ladies' game live here on Gear Radio. And, of course, then it'll be, as we mentioned a moment ago, the men's game with an anticipated 7:30 tip-off. That all said, halftime score in the Nolan. Benedictine 28, Baker's Lady Wildcats 23. Back we go to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio, where he has got a holiday-worthy halftime.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got an unusual Thursday for you as we've got high school basketball as Pleasant Ridge is traveling to ACCHS. Join us around 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys' game should be sometime right around 8 p.m. Over on our sister station, KLZA, they'll have high school basketball as JCC is at Freeman. And on our other sister stations, KNZA and KMZA, they will have college basketball as K-State is taking on Wichita State with a tip-off scheduled for 7:30 this Thursday. I'll be back in just a moment with, well, the Benedictine College score, because they're the only folks playing tonight in the Heart of America Athletic Conference.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
As I mentioned, we're the only game in town right now up at the Nolan. Again, they will have the men's game shortly. Admission is free. They do ask that you bring a canned good. They also need things like pasta sauce, tomato sauce. They like tuna, canned meat, ramen noodles and baking items, pancake mix, things of that nature. These will all be collected and donated to Catholic Charities on your behalf for the Benedictine Ravens. Right now, in action, we've got the Lady Ravens leading the Baker Wildcats at 28-23. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that Weather Eye forecast.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
From our UN, ta-da! A second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. It's at Taco John's. For the 28th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nachos Navidad season, only at Taco John's.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Point forecast. Lows dip down to about 33 tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles. Lows dip down to about 43 tomorrow night. Cloudy skies expected. Temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the upper 50s. Showers possible both days. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And for Hot Country 93.7, this is Joseph Kerr. It's 43 degrees out there right now. It currently feels like 37 out there. We've got a relative humidity that is sitting at 47%. Our winds are out of the south at about 10 miles per hour. The dew point is 24 degrees Fahrenheit, and our barometric pressure, it's on the rise at 30.04 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
From all of us at Exchange Bank and Trust, we take this moment to wish you and your family the very best this holiday season. There's no better time to remember the friendships we cherish and to thank you for your business in 2023. We wish you much happiness and look forward to continuing to serve you in 2024 and in the years to come. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium. Many thanks to our man Joseph back at the Care Sports Studios. Did such a good job handling business at halftime. And again, as we welcome you back, the Benedictine Lady Ravens up 5 at halftime, 28-23 over the visiting Baker University Lady Wildcats. Tom Kautz with you here courtside. And tell you what, Benedictine not getting a lot of points on the board in the second quarter. Only scoring 8. A three-point shot by Kennedy Nicholson. A bucket by Raines and Stork. And a free throw by Laura Dubert. That accounted for the entire second quarter scoring for these two teams. But not necessarily always how many you score. Just as long as you get one more than the other guy. Benedictine has that right now. It's led by as many as 6 a couple of times in the ball game. Back in the opening quarter at 20-14 and early in the second quarter 22-16. But Baker has done a good job of just hanging around, staying close. As a matter of fact, they had the game tied at 23. Benedictine scoring the last 5 of the second quarter. First time these two teams met, Jennifer Jacobs had a huge, huge game. A double-double for the Lady Ravens, scoring 16 points, had 10 rebounds. Jalen Tuharts for Baker had 20 points as a game-high number. Emma Cunningham had a double-double also for Baker. So when these two teams met the last time, we saw a bunch more points. And still, for Benedictine, it was an impressive outing. But that all said, the matter is here tonight. And again, the crowd, absolutely outstanding. So good to see this kind of a turnout here tonight. Looking out on the floor, and Baker huddled up around head coach Marillo, Benedictine around head coach Folsom. Lady Ravens are going to come out of the court with, looks like the starting 5 of Nicholson and Kramer, Jacobs, Raines, and Roddinghouse. For Baker, a quick scan of the floor would indicate that we're going to get Cunningham and Barrett, Van Wielden, Ochoa, and Tuharts. With that all said and done, we're set to go to the second half. This is a women's college basketball game in the 100 American Athletic Conference that can belong to either of these teams. Lady Ravens are going to have it to begin the second half, and we're back underway. BC going from right to left across your dial. Here in half number 2. And they're going to rotate it around the outside, feed into the block. Roddinghouse, he tries to pass through a lot of traffic and is going to be slapped away from Aaliyah Kramer. Right, they reversed it all the way around to the left side. And then Kramer flashing down the right side of the lane. They try to hit it with the pass, but a defender was in there and was able to deflect it. With 15 on the shot clock, Benedictine will be putting it in play at their baseline. It'll come into Kennedy. She'll dribble it off to the top. Goes around to the right side. Rain, now at 8 on the shot clock. Feeds in the middle ball right off the outstretched palms of Roddinghouse, and Benedictine is going to turn it over. 9:20 to go in the third quarter. Baker with the basketball. Matalina Ochoa. And here's the 3. Boom! From the left side by Jalen Tuharts. She's got a dozen. She leads all scorers. 28-26. 9:20 to go in the game. Or in the third quarter of the game. Back to the right side. Range. She'll drive in. A little left-handed runner. Is up and too soft. Rebounding it down to Cunningham. Range nearly Bowser, she aggressively went after the basketball. Not real happy with the shot going off the mark and tried to pursue it down, but it was controlled the ground by Cunningham. Here's a feed over to the left side. It's going to be slapped out of bounds by Jacobs and off Benedictine. With 15 on the shot clock, Baker's going to have it back in play, trailing it only by 2. Baker has led the game. They led at 4:15 to go in the opening quarter, 7-6. That was their only lead today. Now they'll have it around to the left side. Backing away with it is going to be Tuharts. She'll lob it left side, Cunningham. Shot clock at 7. Cunningham backing in against Roddinghouse. Back out on top is going to come. It's going to be Barrett. She will turn and shoot. It's going to come up short. The Ravens are going to rebound it down. You heard the horn. They run that shot clock all the way down. Here's a 3 for Roddinghouse. No. Rebound inside and from behind a foul against Benedictine's Jennifer Jacobs. It'll be Jacobs' first foul of the ball game. Benedictine team foul 1 of the third quarter and at 8:15 to go in the third. Baker again a chance to tie or take a lead as they trail by 2. BC applies some upcourt pressure and Another cross-court pass is going to get away. Baker will turn it over. Benedictine will have it back in. 8:08 to go in the third quarter. I believe pretty easily we've had more turnovers than points in this third quarter. Baker has scored three. Benedictine has scored nothing yet in the second half. We're 2 minutes in. Each quarter, the Lady Ravens have been real slow about getting any points on the board. Here's a drive into the lane. Brodinghouse will turn, shot block, and we're going to get a foul call on two hooks. The Baker players protesting loudly. And not just Jalen Two Hearts, but a couple of her teammates, particularly Emma Cunningham, that she'd gotten on top of the ball and had blocked it away, but the official down to the baseline didn't see it that way. So for Two Hearts, it'll be foul number two. Into the free throw line, Benedictine. And the shot is going to be up and good. And with that bucket, Riley Rodinghouse is on the board for the first time tonight. And Benedictine is on the board for the first time in the second half. 7:49 to go, third quarter. This one will go in also. 30-26, Benedictine. Lady Ravens, we're 3 minutes into the opening quarters to score. They were almost 4 minutes into the second quarter to score. So, again, they're not getting points right out the gate very quickly. Now, Vicker's going to nearly turn it over. Fortunate for them that the ball comes off Riley Rodinghouse before it gets out of bounds. Baker's going to be putting it back in play. Over to the right side with it. Ochoa, baseline three. Rebounded off the floor. Here comes Benedictine. Reigns rebounds it down. Up court with it's going to come Kramer. Out on top, Rodinghouse. Had the wide open three, but elected to not shoot that one. Here's Reigns with the left side. Loses the dribble. Going to be batted back out, and Benedictine is going to save it. 7:11 to go in the third. Three-point shot. Kramer, no. Rebound on the floor, rolling around at three Baker players fighting among one another. They will clear it away. Two Hearts up the floor to Ochoa, who nearly has it stolen by Reigns, but is able to recover the basketball. 6:50 to go in the third quarter. 30-26, Benedictine. Three-point shot. Two Hearts knocks it down. Jalen's second three of the third quarter, and it's 30-29, Benedictine by one. 6:35 to go in the third. And the ball is going to be knocked away and out of bounds. And we will have a foul called on Macalita Ochoa. And Benedictine's going to have their inbound pass stolen. Up court it comes, a driving layup. It's up and in. Van Wielden hits the bucket. Baker takes the lead. We're taking a timeout. 6:26 to go in the third quarter. Baker 31, Benedictine 30.
Tis the season for spending time with family and giving thanks for the many blessings we have for living in America. If you're looking for a second opinion about your retirement plan or would like to learn more about charitable giving ideas, give Hamada Wealth Management a call at 913-379-8690. 913-379-8690. Ken Hamada and family wish you a Merry Christmas and a prosperous 2024. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance offered through an Avantax affiliated insurance agency.
So far in this ball game this evening, the Benedictine Lady Ravens' inability to score has hurt them, and Baker coming into the game tonight at 1-12 has taken a lead over the Lady Ravens, 31-31, 6:26 to play in the third quarter. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with the here courtside. In the second half, Benedictine has 2 points, and they were two free throws. Lady Ravens are going to have to find the basket from the floor. The feed will come underneath to Jacobs, then a defender reaches in, and a foul is going to be called, I believe, probably on Van Wielden. We'll let the official come over and verify that. That's correct. Van Wielden, foul number two. Baker team foul three of the third quarter. BC will have it in with 20 on the shot clock at 6:15 to go in the third. They're bringing it into range. The top side, Jacobs. Around the perimeter, BC goes with the pass. Not dribbling it, but passing the ball. Now cutting into the lane. Kramer from 12. No. Rebound. Pull down Cunningham. Baker with the basketball. Wildcats have the ball, leading it by one as we're inside 6 to go in the third quarter. Ochoa on top. Matalina gets it to Jalen Tuhart. He'll dish it left side. Sophia Barrett goes in, has a little room, and cuts it in and scores it. Sophia Barrett's first points of the game. 33-30 Baker. 5:30 to go in the third quarter. And Benedictine continues to be unable to get points on the board. Now the pass inside, nearly stolen from Rain. She's able to recover. Gets it to Kennedy. Nicholson's three doesn't fall. Baker rebounds it down. Tuharts comes down with the rebound. And here's the thing. Kayla Tuharts, she's not only a great scorer, she is a great rebounder. And now she will bring the ball up the floor. And Coach Folsom, looking for a combination, has brought four different players to the scorer's table, waiting to get them checked in. The lob down low underneath. And for some reason, as Emma Cunningham throws it beneath the goal for Barrett, Barrett doesn't see it or doesn't realize it or doesn't know it. Cunningham looks really frustrated that her teammate did not break for the ball, and Baker's going to turn it over. And as that happens, let's reset the new Benedictine 5. It's put in play by Nicole Stork. Into the fourth court comes Lauren Dubert. Out there with Kennedy Nicholson, you'll also find Josie Weiser and Kyra Misuraca. 4:50 to play. Here's Josie for three. Got it. Josie Weiser, second three of the night. So Josie hit a three in the opening quarter, hits a three there, and ties the game at 33. 4.5 to go. Now BC with the steal. Stork misses the point blank layup, and the rebound is going to be slapped out of bounds out of the hands of Weiser, and it'll be off Baker. Back into the game for the Lady Wildcats, Sophia Barrett. She was out for like a moment. Coach Murillo has got her right back in there. She's going to rotate her out now with Ochoa. BC looks to bring it in. Dubert does the inbound. Josie, little head fake. She thought she wanted to go up for the long shot. Now a look-away pass for Misuraca is errant and taken back up by Baker. Into the forecourt with it is Jalen. Jalen Tuharts goes right side, Van Wielden. Now over in front of the Baker bench. Numerich. And Numerich didn't start tonight, but she's been a regular starter for this team through the course of the season. Pass comes back on top of the shot clock. Is already down to 7. Baker will drive baseline. Cutting inside and putting on a quick move. And Wielden scores. Goes right through Misuraca. And it's 35-33. Baker at 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Here comes Dubert. Knocked away from behind. Taken away by the Wildcat. Lauren Dubert was driving toward the free throw line, and a defender just reached around from behind her, dislodged the ball. Tuharts picked it up, and up the floor with it, she's going to come. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Tuharts first to the right, then to the left, now goes up from 15. The shot is going to be short, and Dubert will rebound it off the floor. Lauren outlet down the floor, left side Nicholson. Kennedy will cut into the lane. Throw a one-handed runner, no, but she's able to draw the foul. Going to come to the line. Benedictine will be able to have an opportunity to score from the free throw line as Van Wielden collects her third foul tonight. It'll be the fourth third quarter foul by Baker. And coming to the line, Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy is not a great free throw shooter. Hit that one. Ravens need her tonight to get some points. She's got a three in the first quarter, three in the second, but she's at the free throw line. She's 10 of 17, 58% free throw shooter. Well, hit the first and missed the second. 35-34, Baker. 3:10 to go. Baseline runner off the window, in and out for Tuharts. And on the rebound, it's going to be wrenched free and stolen away by Stork. And Dubert up the floor. Back to Nicholson. That's a really long three, and it's going to come up a little bit short. And the rebound tipped around. Dubert is going to rescue it in front of the scorer's table. 2:55 to go in the third. Ravens with the basketball, trailing by one. Josie's pass in the middle is going to be batted away. She tries to get it to Stork, and Baker comes up with a steal. Here comes Haley Numerich. Lady Wildcats go into the forecourt. Coach Murillo taking a timeout. Let's do it. Joseph taking a break with Baker. 2:36 to go, third quarter in Atchison, Kansas. Women's college basketball finds Baker leading Benedictine 35-34.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
With a couple of Nemaha Central girls out of the court for Benedictine, a little scoring update. Nemaha Central girls lead Sabetha at halftime. It's also low scoring up there, 15-11. 15-11. We'll just let that number sink in for a minute. It's Benedictine, the first team to come off its bench. And the Lady Ravens are going to put Kyra Misiaraka out of the court. They're going to have Nicole Stork out there, Josie Weiser on the floor, Lauren Dubert, and Kennedy Nicholson. For Baker, it is going to be Haley Newmrich, Jalen Tuharts, Lauren Van Wielden, Sophia Barrett, and Emma Cunningham. Benedict into the home. White's Baker in their traveling Navy uniform. Now the officials are not happy with apparently Baker spilling some water or something on the floor in front of their bench. We've got four people out there with towels trying to dry the floor down. The officials checking it over and making certain that it's to his satisfaction. It is not. So they're going to go back and towel it some more. Guys game coming up after this one. Don't go away. Anticipated start for the men's game. 7 o'clock, and I would, or 7:30 rather, and I would say that we are certainly in pretty good shape to get that one off on schedule. Here we go. Baker putting the ball in play, coming out of the timeout, and the Ravens have shifted to a very aggressive player defense. The ball's going to be batted away by Misiaraka, stolen by Duber, skips it over to the right side. A beautiful pass. That was a thing of beauty. Nicholson lays it up and in. She's got nine. And Benedictine goes back in front, 36-35, 2:11 to go in quarter number three. Skip back in, 8-foot shot, off the window and good, Van Wielden. She had 7 at halftime, she's got 6 already in the third quarter. Back in front goes Baker, 37-36. Minute 50 to go, Ravens down one. Josie straight away from the top for three, rims it out, and a rebound by Dubert. We've got Ravens falling on the floor, and a jump shot is going to be up and good. So Benedictine goes back in front by one. And we've got a minute and a half to play. Here in the third quarter, 38-37 Benedictine. Driving in, left-hand layup, too soft. Dubert brings it back down the floor, feeds into the lane. Stork, shot blocked out of bounds by Emma Cunningham. Emma Cunningham is a presence in the middle. She's a team leader. She's an inspiration leader to that bunch out there. I mean, you can just see that she brings emotion to the floor. Cunningham is one of the block leaders in the conference. And here's a baseline shot. Again, will not go in for Josie. Rebounding it down. Baker up the floor. Over to the right side. Inside the last minute now, the third quarter. The feed inside the block. The Cunningham shot. No, because she got pushed in the back, and that foul is going to be on Stork. Nicole Stork will have her first foul of the game. And that horn is a substitution. Stork coming out. Jennifer Jacobs will come back in. BC has really committed no fouls tonight. Reigns has two. Nobody else with more than one. At the free throw line, Emma Cunningham. She hasn't scored in the second half. still has it. First one's no good. She is 1 of 3 at the free throw line tonight. And again, it's a 70.4% free throw shooter coming into the game. Takes a long look. This one, yes. 8 points, Emma Cunningham. And we're tied at 38. Seconds to go, third quarter. Ravens will come into the forecourt, and upstairs with it's going to be Tubert. Pass over to the right side for Nicholson. It's going to be reached in on and slapped away, knocked out of bounds by Atalana Ochoa. Eric Van Wielden, Ochoa, Tuharts, Numerich. Those are the Baker Five. Benedict and Misuraca, Jacobs, Weiser, Dubert, Nicholson. Kyra has not scored yet in the game, and Jennifer Jacobs has only 2 after scoring 20 the last time two teams played. Misuraca drives all the way to the baseline. The reverse layup way off the mark and a rebound underneath by Baker. It's going to be stolen away and put back up and in by Josie Weiser. Ravens go up 2, 40-38, 20 seconds left in the half, or in the third quarter. 20 left in the third quarter. With the shot clock off, Baker works around the right side, 7 seconds. Little head fake from the outside, 4 seconds. I got to get this thing away. Over to the right, a hurried 3 at the buzzer, off the mark, and 3 corners are in the book. We'll be back in the Nolan, fourth quarter of the women's game coming up next. It's Benedict and 40, Baker 38.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
As we're about to be back, a recap of the third quarter scoring, or scoring up to this point through three quarters, finds 2 Baker players in double figures with Jalen Tuharts, 15 points, and Leah Van Wielden with 13. Emma Cunningham has 8, Sophia Barrett, the only other 2 points for Baker. For Benedictine, no one in double figure scoring yet, but right on the verge is Kennedy Nicholson with 9, 8 for Josie Weiser, 8 for Lauren Dubert. It's Allie Kramer with 5, 4 for Nicole Stork, and then Jennifer Jacobs, Aaliyah Raines, Riley Roddinghouse, each with 2. Coming off the bench to begin the fourth quarter for Benedictine, it is going to be Misuraca, Jacobs, Weiser, Dubert, and Nicholson. And for Baker on the floor, we've got, who do we have out there? We've got Sophia Barrett with the basketball topside. Gets it to Jalen Tuharts. Over to the left to Numerich. We've got Emma Cunningham underneath. And here to the right side, the 3-point shot off the rim by Van Wielden. And BC's going to rebound it down. Nice job by Miss Shiraka coming up with the rebound. And as the Ravens come up the floor, a foul by Haley Numerich. That'll be her 3rd of the game. But for Baker, they probably don't want to get themselves in a little foul trouble. They don't want to see Benedictine at the free throw line a lot here going down the stretch. Lady Ravens have shot at the free throw line 7-9, so it's 78%. They're doing pretty well. BC by 2 with the basketball. 9:20 to go in the game. Hook pass to the left side by Josie. It's going to be knocked away from Jacobson. Back up 4 with it. Lady Wildcats, Baker, up court with Numerich. Out on top, Sophia Barrett backing away from Kennedy Nicholson. Keeps her dribble alive. Skip pass the ball over to the left side to Tuharts. She'll back away. Go for a straightaway 3 and rattle it home. Jalen Tuharts. That'll be her 4th 3 of the game. She's got 18 points, and Baker's back in front at 41-40. 8:50 to play. BC to the right block. Kyra looks for her first point of the game. Doesn't get it there. Got her own rebound. Follows it back up. Blocked again. And this time they're going to say a foul by Emma Cunningham. 2 free throws coming up for Kyra Misuraca, who is a 50% free throw shooter on 13 of 26 shooting this year. She averages 4.1 points a game, has not scored yet tonight. This one, no. 1 more shot coming up for Kyra Misuraca as the Lady Ravens trail by 1. This free throw, good. She's on the board, and we're tied at 41. Josie Weiser out of the lineup now for head coach Chad Folsom, and returning to the floor for Benedictine is the 5'8 senior from Meriden. It's going to be Aaliyah Raines back in the game. Baker with the basketball across the timeline and the outlet pass to Cunningham. Emma between the circles, steps it back behind her to Jalen. Two hearts working against Rain. Dishes it right side in front of the Baker bench where Numerich will look into the middle. BC sticking to the player defense. Numerich cuts across to the baseline, trying to screen off her defender, can't do it. Now a jump shot from about 17 is going to be way, way short for Two Hearts. Surprising that her shot was off by that amount. She's a good shooter. Has been a good shooter tonight, anyway. Where she's 7 of 15 from the floor, including 4 of 8 3-point shooting. And the Ravens are going to have their pass batted away and knocked out of bounds. It'll come back into Benedictine. Shot clock at 22 and 8:05 to play in a 41-41 ball game. We have an exciting, exciting finish coming up for you. Topside with it is going to be Lauren Dubert. Nicholson, Dubert, Jacobs, Reigns, and Misuraca for Benedictine. Nicholson has it. 9 on the shot clock. Misuraca, they'll go into the lane. Jacobs puts on a nice move. Shot blocked to the ground. The officials call him the jump ball. With 4 seconds left on the shot clock, jump ball will go to Benedictine. So the Lady Ravens are going to have to get a shot away in a hurry. Coach Folsom's on his feet, making certain that they know there are 4 seconds left on the clock. Dubert trying to get it in. It's going to be knocked away from Misuraca, and we will see a foul called on Kyra. So Misuraca will pick up her second foul of the ball game. Benedictine, team foul 1 of the fourth quarter. And here comes Baker up the floor with the ball. 7.5 minutes to play in the game. It's 41-41. Baker coming into the game today, 1-12. Benedictine is 8-4. 3-point shot, Two Hearts wide left. And again, going to go out of bounds on the fly with having touched nothing. Nicole Stork comes back in for Benedictine. Also returning to the floor is going to be Riley Rottinghouse. Misuraca and Jacobs off the floor. 7:20 to play. We're still tied at 41. Benedictine with 1 fourth quarter point in the first 3 minutes, and we'll have a foul. And it's going to be on Baker's Haley Numerich, and she's in a jam now. I have her for 4. Numerich will come out of the game, and returning is going to be Matalina Ochoa. Jalen Two Hearts has been so good tonight. Fourth in the conference and scoring, averaging 15.8. She's at 18 already tonight, so doing that. Now the feed to the baseline, the dish across, the kick to the wing. Dubert goes 3. Yes! Big shot for Lauren Dubert. She leads Benedictine now with 11. 44-41, Lady Ravens up 3, and 6:48 to go. And as Baker gets into the forecourt, we're going to get a timeout, and we're going to take it, Joseph. 6:46 to go in the ladies' game. Lady Ravens 44, Baker 41.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
A very different game from when the two teams played first. In the first game down at the Collins Center, the scoring came from in the middle. Okay, for Benedictine, you had Jennifer Jacobs with a double-double. You had Emma Cunningham for Baker with a double-double. Neither of those guys are doing much here today. Here's Baker with a driving layup that will miss and rebounding it down, Benedictine. For the Lady Ravens, leading scorer is Dubert. She's got, 11? Nicholson with 9, Josie with 8. All those scores coming from the outside. For Baker, the leading scorers are Jalen Two Hearts and Leah Van Wielden. All of those from the outside. First shot misses for the Ravens. Second shot to follow up by Reigns misses. And here comes Baker. So again, two very different games in the two meetings between these clubs. Baker coming up court with the basketball with 6 minutes to play. Trails by 3. Cunningham goes right side. Back and in. The shot off the window. Soft. Offensive rebound. Followed up soft. Rebound on the floor. We get a jump. We do. Good hustle underneath off the miss. The second shot missed by Sophia Barrett. Nice shot beginning in the middle by Metalina Ochoa to tie that ball up. And possession error will come back to Baker. Benedictine is going to take Dubert out of the game. And Kennedy Nicholson coming back in. Kennedy Nicholson, fifth in the conference and made three-pointers, 25 of 74. 5:50 to go in the game, 18 on the shot clock. Baker with a basketball, down 3. From the Wildcat bench, now from 15, the jumper, yes. Two more for Jalen Tuhart. She's got 20. 44-43, Benedictine. 5:40 to go. Game coming down to the late moments here. Ravens have it on top. It's going to be batted out of the hands of Stork, and Baker will steal it away. Nicole was looking to the middle, and the defender saw her take her eyes off as she was scanning inside. Here's a 3. Off the mark. Rebound Reigns. Here comes BC. Aaliyah Reigns into the fourth for the Lady Ravens. She'll go coast to coast. Now kick it back. Nicholson steps inside the ring, puts up the jumper, and knocks it down. Kennedy Nicholson now in double figures with 11. 46-43. Benedictine, as we're at 5 minutes to go. Top side for the Lady Wildcats. Way up high between the circles is Ochoa. Feeds at the free throw line. Trying to drive in. Nothing there. Goes to Cunningham. Dishes back off on top to Barrett. 15-footer. Got it. Sophia Barrett. 46-45, Benedictine. And Baker battling tough with 4.5 minutes to play in the game. Lady Ravens hanging on to the single-point lead. Pass into the middle, batted away, stolen by Baker. Two hearts, goes right side of Ochoa. In, up, no, rebound. Stork for Benedictine. Lady Ravens are going to take it the other way. Driving in is going to be Kramer, travels with it, yeah. Looking for that little NBA continuation there, but got maybe an extra step in, and we're down to 4:06 to go. Are we getting a timeout? We are. Coach Folsom taking a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. This is a great finish coming your way. 4:06 left in the ladies' game. Benedictine 46, Baker 45.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
They've got a great game coming down to the last 4 minutes here in the NOLA Gymnasium. It is a 46-45 Benedictine lead over Baker in a final game of 2023 for both of these teams. Welcome back to the gym, everybody. Guys, game coming up after this one, so don't go away. We still have a nightcap coming up. Out on the floor for the Lady Ravens coming out of the timeout. Kyra Miss Hiraka and Nicole Stork, Kennedy Nicholson, Allie Kramer, and Ellie Race. Baker brings it in deep in the backcourt, and Two Hearts will bring it up. Dishes over to Van Wilden. It comes into the forecourt of the Ravens, reaching in to try to steal it from Cunningham to commit a foul. The foul is going to be the first by Allie Kramer. And it'll be the second fourth quarter foul for the Lady Ravens. Baker putting it in play from the far sideline. 4 minutes to go. And the inbound pass knocked away. Ravens on the steal. Down with it, Reigns. Through two defenders. Shoots. Can't get it. Rebound. Wildcat. Here comes Baker and Ochoa down the floor. She will go to the circle. Comes back off on top. Backing away with the ball is Sophia Barrett. Coach Murillo is on her feet. Her team working right in front of her here with 15 on the shot clock and 3.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Barrett pulls up the dribble. Needs some help. Goes to the right side. Ochoa on the court one time. Out on top to Cunningham. Back right wing. Ochoa. Ochoa defended by Tubert. Back to the right. Cunningham cannot get the shot off and the shot clock runs out. Baker does not get a look at the rim and Benedictine is going to have it back in. 3:20 to go. Up court with it, walking into the forecourt. Here come your Lady Ravens. Lauren Dubert will walk it up. A 5'7" Beloit, Kansas junior. Backing in, no room. Out on top, Dubert, nice save. That pass almost got out of bounds. Lauren able to rescue it. Accelerates to the baseline, one hand push pass across. Baseline jump shot, Reigns for two. Aaliyah Reigns getting her fourth point of the game, and it's now 48-45 at Benedictine. 2:45 to go. Baker hasn't scored in just short of forever. Here's a pass over to the right side. Wildcats in front of their bench. 2.5 minutes to go in the game, and as the feet goes to the left side of the lane, they're going to get a push to the back, and I suspect it's on Reigns, and it is. I mean, Reigns was there, just kind of had a hand on the back of Sophia Barrett, kind of holding her back a little bit, just making sure she knew where she was at, I'm sure. It's going to be her third foul tonight. Team fouls are even at three. Free throws could certainly come into play here in the late moments. Baker drives in, kicks it to Cunningham, through two defenders, misses the shot. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Coach Volsom's on his feet, telling his team to slow it up. 2:15 to go. All the way to the baseline, Dubert. Back out on top. It's going to come to Stork and now to Nicholson. 20 on the shot clock, 2:10 to go. On the left side, Stork. Feet to the left block, Miss Hiraka. Back out on top to Dubert. Nearly travels, pulls it back down. Shot clock at 10. Out on top, Nicholson. She'll launch three. It is short. Rebound, Baker. Lady Wildcats coming up with a basketball and trying to steal it away deep in the backcourt. A mistake by Miss Hiraka. And Kimer will have foul number three. Benedictine commits foul number four of the fourth quarter. And so for the last minute 54, Baker's going to be shooting free throws. But a minute 54, not long. Wildcats with the ball, get it into the forecourt on the pass. They're down three. Ball batted away for a moment, but it's going to be saved by Van Wilden, and we're going to get another Baker timeout. Taking a break, Joseph. This is going to be the finish we expected it to be. Timeout with a minute 40 to play. The score, Benedictine 48, Lady Wildcats 45.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the two teams leaving their respective benches and headed back out on the floor with a minute 40 to go in the game. Baker has the basketball. They trail by three. It's 48-45. Low-scoring business here in the ladies' game at the Nolan tonight. Guys' game still coming up. One more coming up after this one, so do not get away. Baker putting it in play right at the midcourt, far side, and we'll bring it in. Sophia Barrett. Question for Baker. Do you look for two here? Do you look for three? Are you feeling like you can't score from the inside, so you're going to go for the long shot? Do you feel like you're going to need two positions anyway? Look for a lead. Shot clock at two. Shot clock at one. They're going to get it away at the buzzer. Not again. They're not going to get a shot off. Two of the last three possessions, Baker has run the shot clock down and not gotten a shot away, trailing by three. Baker is two of its last 10 shooting the basketball, hasn't scored 3.5-plus minutes now. Minute 10 to go in the game. Ravens with the ball. Miss Urraca, power move, blocked out of bounds by Cunningham, and Miss Urraca goes to the floor, no foul. 14 of the shot clock and a minute 6 to go in the game. Now he starts thinking possessions, and we're only a couple of possessions left in this. Ravens with 14 on the shot clock. We're going to bring it in with a minute 6 left. It goes to Mr. Rocca. There's contact, and there's your foul. They're going to put Kyra back at the line. Again, she is not a great free throw shooter. She is 1 of 2 tonight. Hitting half of her shots on the year. And that is going to be the 5th foul of the game by Haley Newbridge. She collected 3 of them here in the 4th quarter. She's going to foul out without having scored. A minute 5 to play. Free throw good. Kyra makes it a 2-possession game with the first of 2 free throws. It is now 49-45. One more shot. And she'll get a both. 50-45 at Benedictine. Into the forecourt comes Baker, now with a minute to play. Up top side, Rockettes. They'll swing it right, go baseline. Here's a big three, and it's in! From deep in the right corner. You know it's Jalen Tuhart. She's got 23. 50-48. We've got 48 seconds to play. Ravens want a timeout. We're going to do it. Benedictine taking a timeout. We will with 44 seconds to go. Ravens 50, Wildcats 48.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
With only 44 seconds to play in this women's college basketball game, we've got a fantastic finish in store. Let me rave it to Fred by a pair, 50-48. Welcome back, everybody. Guys, game coming up after this one, so we have more basketball coming your way. Benedictine, first off the bench, coming out of the timeout. It'll be put in play by Aaliyah Raines. You've got Stork and Jacobs checks back into the game. Got Dubert and Nicholson. Ms. Urraca is out for Jacobs. Ravens bring it in. Top side it goes Stork. Right side Raines. 10 on the shot clock. Here's Dubert with 8. Slides right with 6. Pulls up with a jumper and hits it. That was a big shot by the freshman. Lauren Dubert. Now back comes Baker, coast to coast on the other end. Misses a shot. Ravens are going to rebound it down with 16. Benedictine by 4. 16 seconds left. Feeds to the baseline right. Jacobs gets fouled. And Benedictine is going to take a huge, huge win here tonight. Okay, I don't think a lot of fans came into the game expecting this thing to be this close, to come down to the wire. has. Keeping that book at home, it's going to be second foul of the game by Montalina Ochoa. Jennifer Jacobs' free throw is well short. One more shot coming up here. It is 52-48 with 11 seconds left. This one is up. She put a little bit more on it, but it misses also. Still 52-48, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Baker and Coach Murillo. It's going to be her final timeout of the ball game. Joseph, we've earned it. Taking a break. 10 seconds left. Lady Ravens 52, Wildcats 48.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Coming to you from the Ralph Dolan Gymnasium on the beautiful Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. We've got 10.6 seconds to play in this evening's women's college basketball game, and the Lady Ravens up 52-48. Benedictine will be back on the floor with that same five. Nicholson, Dubert, Range, Stork, and Miss Uraka. And I misspoke a second ago when I'm talking about Laura Dubert. She's a junior. Kind of a freshman at Benedictine her first year, but Laura Dubert, a junior. The ball's going to come in, and it's batted away. Baker brings it down, comes off on top. Two hearts for a three. Got it! It rolls in with 4 seconds to go. It's a one-point Raven lead. The ball comes into the backcourt, and we're going to get a Raven timeout. Wow! That ball was up. It hit the rim. Bounced straight up. And fell straight through. We're going to hang on to it right here, Joseph. We're not going to wear you out. As BC is not taking what I believe is their, yes, it is their final timeout. What kind of a big-time player is Jalen Twohearts, huh? 26 points in the game tonight for Jalen. 6 of 11, 3-point shooting. Hitting 10 of 19, over half of her shot. Hadn't had a free throw tonight. 4 rebounds. 3 steals, and she has played the entire game. She and Van Wielden and Emma Cunningham, all three, 39 minutes. Incredible. Benedictine, now they're being led in scoring tonight by Lauren Dubert, 13 points. She's 4 of 7 shooting. Kennedy Nicholson right behind her. 4 of 8. Nicholson with a couple of threes. So here we go. With 4.5 seconds left in the game. Ravens lead by 1. They got to be putting it in play in the backcourt. Cannot afford to turn it over. Will Baker foul? Certainly. Don't you think? Like, before the ball even comes in, don't you just foul somebody right now? The ball comes in. Reigns has it. There she gets fouled with 3.1. And again, there are people who will look at that scenario and say, okay, got a foul, up by 1. Other team's got the ball, up by 1. 4 seconds to go. You have a collision before the ball even comes into play. Okay, you save all of the time you can. Well, Baker commits that foul. It takes a second off the clock. So Benedictine will come to the free throw line. The very best that Aaliyah Raines can do is put her team up by 3. The first one is good. That makes it a 2-point lead for BC. Baker's going to have 3.1. That's a lot of time, but no timeouts left for either team. One more shot coming up for Reigns. Lady Ravens up 2. This free throw is good. They're up 3. Baker got to get it off. Up the floor. 1 second. And they don't get a shot away. Travel with the basketball. That's it. Final score today. Benedictine 54, Baker 51. We'll be back right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this. Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards Checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back with you here in the Nolan Gymnasium. They've stopped the game. The officials have come over to the video and realized that they've put 0.2 seconds on. So Benedictine brings it in, and the game's over. There you go. Let's recap the scoring in this one, shall we? First of all, for Baker University, what an effort tonight by Jalen Tuhart. Can't say enough about how that young lady played this evening. Hold on, let me get back to Jalen Tuhart. 26 points to lead all scorers. 10 of 19 shooting, including 6 of 11 from outside, 4 rebounds. Only 2 fouls, 26 for Tuhart. 13 for Lauren Van Wielden on 5 of 10 shooting. Emma Cunningham was held very well by Benedictine to only 8 tonight. And then 4 points for Sophia Barrett. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, 2 players in double-figure scoring is Lauren Dubert off the bench again, getting 13. She hit 4 of 7 in 21 minutes. And 11 points tonight for Kennedy Nicholson. She was 4 of 8 from the floor for BC. Following them, then it was 8 apiece for, it was 8 for Josie Weiser, who hit a couple of threes and a 2. Half a dozen tonight for Aaliyah Raines. 5-point game for Allie Kramer. In the opening quarter, she scored all 5 of those. Nicole Stork off the bench for 4. 3 tonight for Kyra Misuraca. And 2 each, Riley Rottinghouse, who get a couple of free throws, and Jennifer Jacobs also with 2. Benedictine's Lady Ravens improved now to 9-4 overall and 7-2 in the conference. For Baker, 1-13 on the season, 1-9 in the heart. Well, all said and done. Guys, they're out on the court warming up. We've got men's college basketball coming up shortly here on K Radio. Don't go away. That second game coming up live before you know it. Final score again in the women's contest. It was Benedictine 54, Baker 51. Back we go to Joseph at the Care Sports Studios. We'll be back here in the NOLA for the guys' game before you know it.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.